Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, and welcome back to Stoic Mental Armor. If you're feeling like life's throwing punches left and right, you're not alone. We all hit those moments where it feels like we're just trying to keep our heads above water. But what if I told you there's a way to build inner strength, a kind of mental armor that can help you weather any storm? That's what we're diving into today. Building resilience through stoic perseverance. Ever felt like giving up when things get tough? You know, those days where motivation feels like a distant memory and every little obstacle seems insurmountable. Well, the Stoics had a pretty awesome solution for that. It's all about focusing on what we can control and accepting what we can't. Think of it like this. Imagine life as a game with unexpected twists and turns. You can either get caught up in the chaos or learn to adapt and keep moving forward. So, how do we become those Stoic superheroes, you ask? Let me break down 5 key takeaways that will help you build that mental armor and become a force of resilience. First, focus on your own actions. You can't control everything that happens around you, but you can control how you react to it. Think of it like this. When someone cuts you off in traffic, you can let the anger boil over, or you can take a deep breath, remember that it's probably just a bad day for them, and keep on driving. See, it's all about choosing your response. Second, practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but focusing on the good things in our lives can make a world of difference. Even when things are tough, there's always something to be grateful for: a warm bed, a loving family, or even just a sunny day. When you practice gratitude, you shift your perspective and start seeing the positives, which helps build that inner strength. Third, reframe challenges as opportunities. Ever heard the saying, "What doesn't kill you makes you stronger"? Well, the Stoics really took that to heart. They believed that obstacles weren't meant to hold us back, but were actually stepping stones to growth and learning. So, instead of seeing a difficult situation as a roadblock, try viewing it as a chance to learn something new, develop a skill, or become more resilient. Fourth, remember your values. When things get tough, it's easy to lose sight of what truly matters. But by keeping your core values in mind, you can stay grounded and make decisions that align with who you are. Think about your passions, what makes you happy, and what kind of person you want to be. Those values will guide you through the storms. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during difficult times. We all stumble, we all make mistakes, and that's okay. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge your feelings, learn from the experience, and move on with kindness and understanding. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Zaire, a super talented musician who's been working tirelessly towards a dream of releasing an album. She pours her heart and soul into her music, but after months of effort, she receives some disheartening feedback from potential producers. Her dreams start to feel out of reach, and she feels like giving up. But then Sarah remembers the Stoic principles we talked about today. She focuses on what she can control: her dedication to her craft and her passion for music. She practices gratitude for the opportunity to create something meaningful. She reframes the feedback as a chance to learn and grow. Sarah decides to take a step back, reflect on her work, and use the feedback to refine her music even further. She channels her disappointment into renewed determination and continues to create with unwavering passion. This is resilience in action, turning setbacks into stepping stones, keeping your eye on the prize, and never giving up on what you believe in. Remember, building resilience isn't about becoming invincible, it's about developing the strength to navigate life's inevitable challenges with grace, wisdom, and a whole lot of inner fortitude. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Focus on your actions, practice gratitude, reframe challenges as opportunities, remember your values, and practice self-compassion. So go out there and embrace the journey, and let the Stoic mental armor guide you. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little boost of resilience. Let's build a community of strength and support together. Catch you on the next episode of Stoic Mental Armor, where we keep it real, keep it insightful, and keep building that inner fortress one step at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.